Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Addie O'A Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim, ma fucking Geddes, and Bear Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Tim, today, I got two possible lists that I want you to choose from.
A list of lists.
I got a list of lists. Yesterday, I came across a list, and I was like, oh, this seems like a good one. And then while I was putting together the show, I was taking a look at the background, and I saw one of like the many lists that rotate through.
Is it the
stuck
farts?
Out to me.
Are we finally doing it?
We're not doing the farts. I do have the farts one on deck. We'll do it someday. Good. But the day has to be right. No, the one that I saw in the background was the top 10 restaurants in video games.
Oh,
the top
shit.
10 restaurants in video games. So that's option number one.
Okay.
Option number two, 15 best video games with animal protagonists.
I like the restaurants. That's restaurants kind of a
sounds
weird
fun.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with that. This is coming from Game Informer.
Okay.
They posted this October 2017. So this is a fairly old list, right? We're talking about six-ish years ago. The tough thing about trying to predict this one is it's hard for me to even come up with restaurants.
Like defining a restaurant. Is it like the first
like
one that comes
count.
To my mind? Yeah, that's the thing. That's interesting there. The first one to pop into my mind is not going to be on the list because of the date, but is Spider-Man, Stan Lee's little restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know why, but like that's like when I think restaurant scene in video game, that's the first one to pop into my mind.
The first one that popped into my mind was Cluck and Bell.
Bell.
From San Andreas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's another one, right? Burger
pretty,
Shot.
Yeah.
But I feel like Cluck and Bell, at least in San Andreas, like that's the one that I always remember for some reason.
I mean, it was one of the first games that like eating was a mechanic.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
And it was like integral. You got to stay fit, you know? Can't
you
be eating
fit.
Too much. Bless. I've got one for you.
What up?
That if it's not in the top three, this is a shit list. LeBlanc.
Persona 5. That's that comes back to what is a restaurant? Like, is it just any eating establishment? I forget. Do they serve curry at LeBlanc?
Yeah. Well, you can make your own curry.
I know you can make your own.
That you can then use for when you go out to dungeons and stuff.
I'm going to count it. So, yeah, I think LeBlanc would be. Oh, yeah, this is 2017. This is October 2017. So Persona 5 would have been out for a few months at this point.
Catherine. There's that bar. Slash.
There was a bar in Catherine.
Kirby. He's always. There's food. You
the Kirby universe.
Yeah.
The
I mean,
world.
The entire world is a restaurant.
Just Dreamland. Dreamland in general.
He's just out there chomping and eating. Sucking and blowing.
He is. I mean, he do be sucking and blowing.
He do, man.
All right. Cluck and Bell. LeBlanc. Dreamland.
Dreamland.
I'm just typing these down.
Yeah, I mean, like,
if we're counting bars, what's the old that Tapper?
Seventh Heaven, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, ooh, good. Ooh,
yeah.
That's
again, though, it is a bar. It's not a restaurant.
I feel like there's a separate
there
list out there.
Serve food.
There are booths at this bar.
there's a separate list out there that I think is top 10 video game bars. That might almost be a more interesting list.
Maybe. Yeah, it's whenever we do these lists, when it's more like interesting prompts, we always kind of go back to what are the franchises, and I'll try to come up with an answer for the franchise.
Like, what's a restaurant in Mario?
And I'm
kind of
struggling. Like,
Sonic?
Mario, I mean, Zelda had the cooking. They're not really, there's not restaurants, though.
Doesn't Zelda have, Zelda Majora's Mask has, like, the milk bar.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know. I think it depends on how many interesting pulls can you make. I'm sure, well, here's the thing. I think you have to think about RPGs. Because RPGs, of course, are going to have explorable worlds, different locations.
Yeah.
Inns, like, is there... There are many bars in The Witcher 3.
There's a ton of restaurants in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, but that's too new.
Yeah.
And
what about, at the time, a little... It was in that 2017 conversation, Final Fantasy 15. Because what I remember, at least, was the food looking very beautiful. But a restaurant doesn't really pop out.
It was
out
more
to me.
Fishy. Like fishing and the cooking at a campfire type foods. I can't remember a restaurant in 15.
You could still go, like, even like there's like the diner at the very beginning you could get, like, and like anything that you ordered, like, you could look at, like, very closely. Like, that, I remember that really, of the little that I played of 15, that being a big standout.
Sticking in RPGs, though.
Because you got to think, there are plenty of RPGs where you go to the food establishment, buy food, and that is your healing item.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's the tough thing is, how many of those are iconic? Like, I can't think of what a restaurant name would be in Skyrim. I played a lot of Fallout. Nothing is immediately coming to mind.
Let's see how wowed we are.
All right, let's get into the list. Again, this is Game Informer. This was posted by Keenan McCall on October 6, 2017. Coming in At number 10, oh, this is interesting. Temjin Burger. Temjin Burger from Over Blood 2.
Burgar.
Burgar. There's nothing wrong with a simple menu, or at least that's the motto of this frequented food shop. Offering only horse meat burgers and high-priced bananas, Temjin stands as the best and only food source in Over Blood 2's cyberpunk civilization. All right. I feel like that might be a tone setter for what the rest of this list might be. Video game restaurants might not be as populated of a thing as we would have thought.
That's the thing. It's like you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, and then you start thinking, you're like, I can't really name a single one that I'm like, yes.
Like the only one I'm like, I better see on this list is Cluck and Bell.
Yeah,
that's the only one. And number nine, well, Cluck and Bell. There we go. All right,
you go. Bless. It's not a shit list.
upward turn.
Really quick. I'm trying to think of his name. Manny from Grim Fandango. He runs like a bar restaurant thing at some point in that game.
I wonder if there's like, that. Are there like, is there like a platformer game where there's a restaurant level? I feel like that's just such a slam dunk of a level.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, ice, Odyssey, lava, restaurant.
Like, that's not really a restaurant, you know?
Tom and Jerry on the Super Nintendo. We went through the lobby of a movie theater, but that doesn't count.
No. Shout out to the Tom and Jerry game on the Super Nintendo.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, at number 8, we got Power Noodles from Fallout 4. All right, I mentioned Fallout 4. Power Noodles didn't come to mind. War never changes, and neither does this desire for a quality bowl of noodles. Nestled in the market area of Diamond City, this humble... Oh, now I'm starting to remember what it is. This humble noodle stand is operated by Takahashi, the Protectron, who vends freshly made noodles for 55 caps apiece. I miss Fallout 4 so much. I love Fallout 4. But yeah, Power Noodles, I'll be honest, very vague memory. I do not remember shit about Power Noodles other than it was in the Diamond City, which is like the baseball stadium town. Number 7, we got Galateria Bella from Hitman. I couldn't even tell you what level this is. let's see. Oh, Sapienza. Okay. All right. Whatever. I don't know. Like, I feel like that this is evidence that this is not going to be a fun list.
It's just, it's a restaurant.
There's a restaurant that's in a level that you probably you played in this game that you don't remember.
Here it is, number 7.
Yeah.
All right.
And number 6, Kashmir Restaurant from BioShock series. That makes sense. Again, I would not have automatically pulled this.
Yeah.
But I.
That is a good answer, though.
It's a good answer. And number 5, The Stray Sheep from Catherine.
There you go, Tim.
There you go.
There we go.
I would never have expected Tim Geddes to make a Catherine poll.
Oh, dude, Catherine's awesome.
Did you play a lot of Catherine?
I did.
I did not know that.
I only played it for the first time last year. Very fun.
Very fun game.
There you go.
Get your brain working.
Get your brain working. And number 4. The Seven Cats Inn from The Witcher 3. Again, I mentioned, these RPGs, man, they're going to have restaurants.
They have restaurants. You don't remember the name, but you remember the name. That they are there.
Are they iconic restaurants? Who am I to say?
Is number 1 about to be Dreamland?
Yo, if number 1's Dreamland, then like, there's some fucky shit going on with the timeline. Like, somebody went back in time and made this list for us. At number 3, we got Milk Bar from Zelda. What the fuck?
Fuck yeah. Cool.
All right. At number 2, why not? Sushi Jin from Yakuza 0. That's a good call. We didn't talk about Yakuza.
Yeah.
But of course, Yakuza would have some dope restaurants in it.
Wait.
What up?
Okay. If LeBlanc's not on this list, I'm going to be mad.
I mean, that's a good call. I feel like if it's not on this list up to this point, I have a hard time thinking it's going to be on there.
What's number 1 then?
Number 1 is Mother of Pearl from Final Fantasy 15.
We called it.
We actually called a lot of this list.
Yeah, we did.
We called a high percentage of this list, and we weren't confident about any of those calls because none of them seemed like the right answer, which to me leads me to believe that this list just doesn't need to exist. Which, you know, hey, you did what you did. For Game Informer being like, hey, we're going to put out a top 10 restaurant list, they did what they could with it.
Was this like sponsored by like Red Lobster or something? Like, why'd they do this?
I think they're just like, hey, nobody's putting out this list. We should be the ones.
It could be us.
Turns out there's a reason why nobody does this list, because there's not that many great video game restaurants. I hope to see more video game restaurants rise up.
Yeah,
take the
rise
reins.
Up.
Rise up. All right, go after your dream and like make a great menu in the Mario world. Peach, open up your own restaurant. Waluigi. That seems like more of a Waluigi thing.
I can't think of any, but like the Mario RPG series must have a restaurant.
Oh, for sure, right?
Yeah. There's
Mario's
a restaurant in Kingdom Hearts.
Restaurant or something, you know?
If they don't have that already, that's a missed opportunity. Waluigi and Wario's sushi extravaganza.
Man, bless. That
Let's
was.
Go. I know.
That was
I know.
A stinker right
I know.
There.
It was my first show of the day. You know?
It's my 10th show of the day.
Oh, man. Well, I got more shows to do, and so it is Tim. And so if you're in the comments below, let us know, what's some of your favorite video game restaurants?
Yeah.
You can think of
what would you name a Wario and Waluigi restaurant?
Would it be a sushi restaurant? Would you have burgers there? Where is Burger Shot? Isn't there
Wario
a game called Burger
Luigi's
Time?
Wings and Legs.
Wings and Legs.
Wings and Legs. All right. Until next time.
I couldn't think of a food with the word.
You just couldn't think about food? Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.